Rabbi Menas Tuesday night.
It's an interesting shaila I got asked by a shul. I know nowadays technology is advancing and not everyone's got a Sfriya Sa'ema anymore, but you have to change it manually. El Tera, you've got it on the screen. Seen it? Changes the whole time. But many shuls, most shuls, still have it, that you have to change it manually. And the shaila is, what do you do on Matzah Shabbos? If you want to know on Matzah Shabbos, you want to change it, let's say from 35 to 36, on Shabbos, you take it out. When are you allowed to do that? There's an Issa to prepare from Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. So on Shabbos, someone comes before Maariv, Avadi, you're not allowed to take it out and change it. When is the earliest time you're allowed to change it? What's the shaila? What do you think?
Let's
So shaila is a few different stadium. Is it after Baruch Hu? Or maybe, do you have to say after Chayin Antonu first? Maybe after Chayin Antonu. You're not allowed to go in a car or switch a light on till after Chayin Antonu. What about the Issa of Achon? That's the shaila. So it's interesting, Zach, but Edson, there's a big difference between malachas and things that are not malachas. A malacha, Shulchan Aruch states, you're not allowed to do any malacha until you do Avdala. Avdala can be either Arakos, or it can be Atochen Antonu, or you say Baruch HaMavdol. Yeah? One of those three options you can say or do, and then you can do any malacha. Either you say Baruch HaMavdol, like the wives say, or Atochen Antonu, or let's say you forgot Atochen Antonu, then you have to wait till Avdala, or till you say Baruch HaMavdol. So the shaila is, that's a malacha. Now what is over here? What's involved over here when I change the Sfriya Sa'ema charge? So the ma'aseh, there are different type of cases. What do you have in your shul? Is it one piece of card?
Lamed
Hei Lamed Vav. It says Sfriya Sa'ema, and underneath it?
Just Lamed Beis.
Lamed Beis.
They need to just change one letter or something.
Oh, that's what I want to know. Is it Taka, Lamed Beis,
no,
together?
No, a Lamed and a Beis.
There's a Lamed and a Beis.
Individual letters.
Oh, so now, let's talk about that shaila. If you want to change a Lamed, take the Lamed out and put Mem Aleph. We'll take the Lamed Beis out and make it Lamed Gimel. Is that a Malacha or not a Malacha? So the Maisa, there's a big difference. Let's speak out this Nakuda. There's a big difference between doing a Malacha or doing Hachana. Because Malacha, you're not allowed to do any Malachas before your Mavdol. Baruch HaMavdol, Atochen Antonu, or Avdol Alakos. One of the three. Hachana, what's the Issa of Hachana? I cannot prepare now for after Shabbos. When is it called after Shabbos? After Atochen Antonu or after Baruch Hu? What do you think?
Baruch HaMavdol. Or you're not after Baruch
HaMavdol. We don't say Baruch HaMavdol in Shul. We say Baruch Hu, and then Atochen Anton. Right, so Ein Lachanami. For them, you can do Melachas, you can switch the light on after Baruch HaMavdol, so who are then you can change it for your Sa'im HaChat. There's no Yisachon. The Maisa, the men, don't say Baruch HaMavdol, say Atochen Anton. When is the Issa of Achonah finished? The Hainu, Achonah means, I can't prepare on Shabbos. Okay, let's say Baruch Hu after Nacht. Ein Lachanami. Let's talk about after Nacht. Yeah, Ein Lachanami. If it's Baruch Hu before Nacht, Chavad, it's still Shabbos, but you won't be able to do that. The Maisa, Baruch Hu after Nacht, can you change now the Sfriya Sa'ema chart? After Baruch Hu, after Atochen Anton. So the Maisa, L'choy, there's a Raya that it's not Shabbos straight after Baruch Hu. What's the Raya? On Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls out on the Motta Shabbos, Tovkav Nun Gimel, Ramah Shet, the Maisa, it's different Menachem here, even in Manchester. What do people do? Do they start Maariv late, and everyone says Baruch HaMavdol, and they change their shoes and their Shabbos clothes, some people, and then they come and say Eicha, Maariv and Eicha, and they weep their clothes and the slippers, whatever. Some people don't do that. And Ramotaka, a different minute. Baruch Hu, the Chazan says Baruch HaMavdol, and then he changes. You can't say Baruch Hu by himself, right? The whole Tzibul, hear Baruch Hu, they go out, there's a break, they change their shoes, and then they carry on Maariv. Now, what's happening? Why are they changing their shoes? Because it's not Shabbos anymore. Because had it been Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any Avelus before Hesiod. So the fact that the Ramah says that you're allowed to change your shoes after Baruch Hu is a riot. It's not Shabbos anymore. The Ramah says that's right. B'choyl noigin lachloitz menolim kodesh shema Baruch Hu. V'mo Shabbos, choyltzim la'acha Baruch Hu. Besides the Sheikh Tzibur, it doesn't be before Baruch Hu. What's the reason you have to wait to Baruch Hu? It's not the Mishmur, b'shem the Gaon. The Osu, losun simon, Avelus b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to have any Avelus before Hesiod on Shabbos. Only b'tzina. So if it's a raya, that it must be, it's not Shabbos. So after Baruch Hu, it's not Shabbos. So it's a achana. So avada be'etzim, you should be able to change. If it's one piece, hayoyim.
Are you coming to shul, you missed Baruch Hu? And they're in the middle of davening.
If you miss Baruch Hu, and you're just davening, could be Ma'ariv itself. That itself, l'chayra, is also. The fact you're davening Ma'ariv itself, and it's after Shabbos, that would be enough. Yeah, l'chayra, I didn't think of that case, but l'chayra, the ma'ariv itself, if you daven before nach l'vadanisht, if you daven after nach, l'chayra, the ma'ariv itself would be a sibah to be able to say that it's not Shabbos anymore. L'maisa, what you have to think about, maybe there are some halachas over here involved. If it's only hachana, avaz I could do it straight after Baruch Hu. But malachas I can't do it till after Atochen Antonu. Told somebody, if you got Atochen Antonu, you can't turn the light on, you can't go by car. You have to say Baruch Hamavdo. You can't do any malacha till Atochen Antonu. Now, is there a malacha involved here?
Why is Avelus better?
Is no, Avelus not a malacha. It's a Matzah Shabbos, that's a shayla. It's Matzah Shabbos, there's no achana. But you can't do malachas.
Until
Atochen Antonu, Baruch Hamavdo. A malacha you're not allowed to do till after Baruch Hamavdo. Now, let's clear, is there any malacha involved by changing this three
aside? Yeah, the letters make it to a word.
Oh. So the ma'aseh, it depends what shul you have. If you've got a shul, that's ma'aseh of one piece. Okay. But ma'aseh, like you said, Taka, and this shul that asked me the shayla also had the lamad and the alaf, like tabazach. Are you allowed to change lamad to lamad base? Is it ksiva? So I want to tell you a very big chiddush. Oh. There's no issa ksiva, people don't realize. There's no issa ksiva in making a word. If the oisius are already there, and I just put them near each other, there's no issa. It's called kirub oisius. The issa of kosev is only to make a letter. If I have half an aleph and half an aleph, I'm not allowed to put them close together. But to make a word on existing oisius is not kosev. And that's why Scrabble, we don't play on Shabbos, not because of kosev. It's because of, you might write down the schools, it's a shema yichta, you might write the schools. Oh, but the etzum word, hello, there's no issa kosev.
This game's bananagram, you're allowed.
Boss?
Bananagram, same idea without papers.
Yeah, if there wouldn't be any school writing.
There's no school writing.
Bechal, then the etzum, that's fine. Yeah, the whole gzeir is shema yichta. But kiruv oisir is etzum fine. What people don't realize, a maisa, this issa of kosev, of kiruv, but etzum is, and again, Mishnah Berurah talks about it. If you have a sefer, where the adults don't have it, they're not scribbling the whole time. But the boys in school, the maisa, they write their name over here. Are you allowed to open and close the sefer on Shabbos? So the etzum, there, it's a letter. Because I've got my name written over here. By opening the sefer, it's not my name anymore. Closing it becomes my name. That is making a letter. And that's my chlekas, because it's all connected. Maybe it's all right. Mishra Berurah said, if you've got another sefer at home, you shouldn't use that sefer. Or it's negated by the Gap cardigans. Yeah? The Gap cardigans, for some reason, Gap cardigans, the zip is in the A. That is making an A on Shabbos. So the maaser, there would be a sibba to aser it, but there's a sibba to be matter it, because it's all connected already. So Mishra Berurah, again, if you've got another cardigan,
if that the zip is in the A, then it would be a four-letter word and the zip is in the middle.
That's right. There's no issa, let's say, if you go to a kiddush on Shabbos, and there's happy birthday or mazel tov, there's no issa to cut between the mem and the zayin. There's no problem. Because I didn't cut in the mem. To cut in a word is fine, because there's no problem of cutting between letters. The whole issa is only in the letter itself. So we made it over here, there wouldn't be a problem of malacha taking away the aleph and putting a lamad base. Because the letter's all there. I'm just making it lamad aleph for lamad base. Makara the oisius, shlemistik oisius, you're allowed to makara together. So we tell him that malacha, it would be fine. The shaila is, what about when I was in yeshiva, I was zeichet shurin from Rav Falk. So Rav Falk brought the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua holds a clock on the wall. There's an issa of muksa to take that down on Shabbos. Why? Muksa machmas chisorin kis. Even if it's worth £1, it's muksa machmas chisorin kis. Now what's Rasha? Why is it chisorin kis? Chisorin kis, the Agdara is, and Gemara talks about sakin shalmila, all these types of things. Something, it doesn't have to be expensive. Something that is very easily ruined. Then the vow is, I'm a yachad mekoymoy. That is chesaron kis. Normally, I'm a yachad mekoymoy, I make sure not to move it if it's expensive or if it's very fragile. But it doesn't have to be that yisoid. That's grad a case when I'm makpin not to move it. A clock on the wall, it also, it's oymed not to move. When was the last time you moved a clock to change a battery? Right? It's not made to move. Any painting on a wall is muksa to take it off on trucks. So now the shaila is, this thing, saying hayoim yoim, whatever it is, la'oime, is that muksa, machasar and kiss?
No, it's not meant to be lengthened 24 hours.
Why, the whole Shabbos?
No, but it's up to take that.
Oh. So the maisa, enachanabi, mavashis nakuda. Here it's made to move. It's not like a clock, it's made to stay until the battery goes flat.
There you go, if the same block comes out, what's the Shabbos?
Right.
Is that
more common? No, because it's be'etz mazach, it's made to move. Granted, it's there for Shabbos. We have a tzairach on Shabbos to take it out. I'll take it out. So it's not muksa machsar and kiss. That wouldn't be the problem. So maybe we've sorted out. There's no malacha of problem of muksa. Because if it will be muksa, I'll have to wait to Ovar HaMavdol. I'll take an Antonov to be able to move it. There's no problem of muksa. And as Kosev, he says no Kosev either, because Kirov Osius is not a problem at all. So the only thing you have to handle would be the Gabe Achana. And Achana is not a problem, because Achana is Toilo, when is it not Shabbos? When it's not Shabbos anymore, I can do it. That's the Raya from this Ramah by Tisha B'Av, that not Shabbos already when it comes to Baruch Hu or Ma'ariv. You don't need to wait Al Tochen Antonu to be able to get there.
You don't need to say it. You don't need to say it.
You don't need to say Al Tochen Antonu to be able to change the Tzvias Emetrat.
Right. Nothing, you don't need to say it, it's automatic.
It's automatically when you're saying Baruch Hu, you're doubling Ma'ariv. It's not Shabbos anymore.
Not for proper malacha.
But malacha itself, any malacha, or muksa. Muksa itself. If you've got some money, you want to, you realize before Shabbos, you put it there, behind the sforim, your £50 note, you realize, it's just mincha erev Shabbos, you put it there. You can't go to get it till after Atochen Anton. You have to wait those extra few minutes, because anything that's also to do on Shabbos, as Chazal asked as Shabbos Shabbos, as malacha or muksa, it's also for Atochen Anton.
So the
Smith Oymer,
which we just said now,
would
I be allowed to take it down in
straight after Baruch. Not before Ma'ariv. Not before Ma'ariv. Even if you're very organized, you cannot go and get it. I once had a Shaila, what's the heta to go and get your Siddur for Ma'ariv? Why isn't it Achana? I don't need it now. How can you get your Siddur for Ma'ariv on the way in for Ma'ariv? I don't need it now. That was one Shaila. Another shayla, this grad I had a few weeks ago myself. I was learning, close to Ma'ariv at home. And I was looking in the sefer, I was looking for a certain answer to the shayla I had, and I found the answer. I wanted to write it down after Shabbos. So I wanted to know where it would be. I wanted to put a bookmark in. Can you put a bookmark in? Is that called Achana? I'm not doing it for now. I'm going to shul now. I'm doing this for after Shabbos. So the Meister, a achana that hasn't got tircha in it is not called achana. It has to have some sort of tircha. The Pasuk talk about you're allowed to take out a challah on the first day yontif or the second day yontif. I need to defrost. If I'm only going to take it out after nacht on the second day yontif, the time everyone comes home from shul will be frozen still. It's also the type of zach. It's a maisa she'ein ba tircha. Achana she'ein ba tircha is mutter to do. Issa achana is because of tircha. That's the Issa of Achana. And Mamela, something that hasn't got a tircha in it. Oh, so that's a shayla. The shayla is how much tircha is called a meister tircha. But this thing is called a meister. This is called a meister koldu. It's no Issa. Chalal afiza is also a meister she'en ba tircha. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos for the next day. That's no. It's very, very negar. Now it comes to Yom Teshuvos. You're allowed to take out your freezer on the chalal from the freezer on the first day for the second day. Doesn't make a difference. It's ein boi tircha, there's no Issa vachon. Grada,
why are people worried about taking out frozen goats and thing to defrost?
For when?
For Monday to the next.
The chayah, it's beseder. Refalk is not a
clock. Refalk before,
but
for the children.
Refalk the nicer says clock, nicer is beseder.
Refalk?
Yeah. Now, talking about achona, I want to tell you.
Yes, they did say that.
Can you have a what?
Can my father have an early meal?
That's a different shayla. That's you want to be yotze. That was a different night. That's spoke about. No, definitely yotze. Oh. Now the ma'isa achana. I want to tell you an interesting zach. Yeah. I want to tell you an interesting zach about achana. People don't realize on Shabbos, when you want to say on Shabbos, I'm going to London tomorrow. I'll give you a few cases. People think that on Shabbos you're not allowed to say anything what you plan to do. That's what people think. I can't say I'm going to pick you up tomorrow. I can't say let's go on a walk tomorrow to the park. But let's say I want to say I'm going. Let's go on a walk tomorrow to Eaton Park. Let's go tomorrow somewhere. No, we can't talk about tomorrow today. On Shabbos you can't talk about tomorrow. The ma'aseh it's not correct. The issa is with daba dava. There's certain speech you're not allowed to say. You're only on Shabbos not allowed to say something that you cannot do today. In Gemara Shteh, a massive chiddush. You can even say, I'm going to London tomorrow. Do you know why? Because theoretically, if they'll be in the tchum, I'll be able to walk today. Walking is not the problem. Even though it's not in the tchum, as long as you don't say, I'm going to drive, you say, I'm going to go to London. Well, you're shaykh to walk. The walking is not the problem.
It's shaykh to walk.
The walking is not a problem. If I say I'm going to London and shaykh to walk, walking is not a problem. It happens to me. You've got a side problem that's out the tchum. But the walking is not a problem. I can't say I'm going to drive. I mean, anything that I could theoretically do today, I'm allowed to say I'm going to do tomorrow. Say that. So I called on the Shvias Oymachar. We spoke out. That's an old Torah. There's no shayla because it's all on the screen. It's all computerized. The Maisa, if you've got a massive card, it's absolutely no problem. Anyway, the Maisa of Kosef. But the actual changing is always mutter to do after Baruch Hu, or when you start married, because it's not Shabbos anymore, and there's no Malacha involved, and Mela, everything's mutter ready straight after Baruch Hu.
Go ahead.
This is very debatable, this freezer business. I mean, I'm the cover of what it says. Who's nervous?